All things Sylacauga football are here now. This is the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Welcome into the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Aggies at home tomorrow night against the Valley Rams. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Our coverage will start at 6:30 on WSGN, the Aggie Sports Network YouTube channel, and the Aggie Sports Network on Facebook. Now bringing in Sylacauga head football coach Chris Smelly. Coach, let's go back to last week against the Jemison Panthers. An overall great performance for your ball club. They were going up against an offense that they probably won't see the rest of this year. Able to stop the run last week against a good team. And they get the win 28-14 at home over the Jemison Panthers.
It was a big win. It was a good win for us. Versus a team that you had to come out and you had to play physical on defense and tackle well in order to get very many possessions. They kind of run an old-school offense, trying to hold the ball a lot, run, and we got them out of that and put them into some passing situations, which I think played into our advantage a little bit. We were able to get a couple of turnovers as the game progressed. But proud of our guys. It was a big win. It was almost felt like, to me, like a must-win type game to get some positive momentum going as we're heading into a couple of big key region games. And so proud of our guys. Had a number of different guys that stepped up and played well. And the other thing that I loved about the game Friday was just our energy on the sidelines. The guys were excited. Guys were into the game, locked in. Sometimes as a coach, we look back and you want to see like how your sideline responds when good plays happen. And there was a few turnovers that we had where our sideline was, super excited, super into the game. And so just, kind of shows that everybody's in tune with what's going on and pulling for each other. And so that was good to see. And we're excited where we are and the opportunities that are still in front of us this year.
3-3 on the season, so you surpassed last year's win total. How does that change the mentality of the team? I know we've talked, you want to take steps in this program. You knew it wouldn't be snap your fingers overnight, rebuild things, but you're already at 3 wins. Not the easiest schedule to close out the year, but how do you feel about those 3 wins being 3-3 after your first 6?
Yeah, I mean, you want to see progress being made, and we're definitely seeing progress. I feel like even right now at this point in the season, we're a lot better team than we were early in the year. And so, guys are really buying into wanting to be a good football team and a good football program. And it doesn't just happen overnight. It does take some time. It does take guys buying in, believing. It takes, maybe getting some guys off the bus, getting the right guys on the bus, then getting them put in the right spot. And so we've had, we've been able to make some changes within our program with coaches and adding some guys. And all that kind of has to work together. Most people say it takes about 3 years to kind of get things going to where you want to be, and sometimes it can happen faster than that, and sometimes it takes even more time than that. But I'm excited about where we are. I feel like we're so close to like being the type of football team and program that we want to be, and so finishing out this year the right way is going to be a big step and continuing to move in the right direction.
You mentioned you had some key guys last week against Jemison. Your producers, so your players of the week, your overall players of the week, Rance Matchin on offense, Lionel Chanot on defense. I think Rance had 2 touchdowns on the ground for you guys. Lionel Chanot forced a turnover, blew up some plays last week on defense, played really well for you guys. Talk about those two guys.
Yeah, I mean, both played really well, creating turnovers and had some big hits. Lionel had some big hits. One of the things we looked at last week is had I think maybe 4 guys that registered around 12 or more tackles. So I had a lot of guys that were contributing, and that's important. I mean, you got to win a game against a team that can run the football well, you've got to have, a lot of guys contributing. You got to have a lot of hats getting to the ball. And so I was proud of just the way that, again, it was the energy. It was the desire, the want to, the effort. And we saw that's kind of stepped up across the board with our team last week, and that's going to be crucial this week as well.
You mentioned you mentioned to me earlier off the air the offensive line you thought played much better last week. Obviously, you saw that in the stat column with 2 backs going over 80 yards in Zakorian Chambliss and Rance Matchin. What has their progression been like over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, we've definitely improved up front. And we've kind of been moving some pieces around throughout the year, and I feel like we kind of like got to the offensive line unit that we like the most, that we think is going to be most productive for us right now. And so we've had different guys step up at different times. Right now, Zach Sanders, a 10th grade kid for us, is starting at left tackle, and he's really, really improved a lot throughout the season. And so he's kind of been a key part of that. Yes, you know, we were able to move the ball a little bit better and getting more movement up front. And a lot of that is it's the, you know, the steps that you're taking. It's the small things that you're seeing. You know, when it comes to blocking somebody, it's not just who's the biggest and the meanest and, you know, wants to move somebody off the ball the most. It's who does it the way that they're coached and really does it the right way and does all the small things right. And so it's, you know, it's a little small 4-inch step versus a 10-inch step that makes the difference in being able to effectively down block somebody or to get beat across and have somebody penetrate into your backfield. So it's like small things that are really important, and we've tried to really dial in and focus on that with practice and practice film and making improvements. And so up front, I feel like we're a lot better right now than we were early in the year.
Quell Tony continues to get it done for you. Forced 2 turnovers, got an interception last week, also forced a fumble and got on top of it. Seems like if there's a chance to take the ball away from the other team, you got 24 right there to make a play.
He always does kind of show up and make plays. And a lot of our big plays, I mean, going back even to last year, block punts and stuff like that. He just kind of has a nose for the big play, and some guys do. You know, excited about the production that he's had, the amount of turnovers he's created this year has been huge for us defensively.
All right, well, that wraps up the Jemison Panther talk. After this break, we'll get into previewing tomorrow night's game against the Valley Rams. That's at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Legion Stadium. Stay with us. This is the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at Merkel's Anytime.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga, and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga 3-3 on the year after a win over Jemison last week on homecoming night at Legion Stadium. Back at home tomorrow night at Legion Stadium against the Valley Rams. Back in region play, Valley 2-3 on the year, only playing 5 games up to this point. A good football team, Coach Smelly, but they've lost a lot of their talent. Cam Dooley no longer the quarterback, no longer that star-studded safety playing in the defensive backfield for Valley. They've lost a lot of guys, kind of a rebuilding year for them, but don't let that mistake anybody who's listening about the overall level of athleticism that they put on the field each and every Friday night.
Oh, they've got a really good football team. And, yeah, they did do a lot. I mean, last year, when I turned the first time I turned on the film and saw Valley – I see a quarterback that's 6'4", you know, I think basketball, Mr. Basketball candidate that ends up going to Kentucky playing football. They had a defensive back that went to Wisconsin, I believe. Had another great basketball player, played wide receiver, that was about 6'3". And so, you know, those guys went on to win the 5A state championship in basketball, and all those guys played football. And you're just like, holy cow, look at these athletes. And so we went and played them on the road and played a competitive game for a little while. And then they ended up just kind of making some you know, great players make great plays and pulled away from us. And so you don't see quite that level, because that was unnatural athleticism on a field for a 5A school. But they still got some really good players. They got a defensive lineman, plays nose. It's about 6'5". Defensive end that just looks really, really strong, fast, and athletic. Then their quarterback is a two-way player, also plays safety for him, number two, can make plays. And so the key to the game for us is going to be getting him on the ground when we're in position to tackle. If you miss tackles with him in the open field in any way, he's going to, you know, be able to turn a four-yard gain into a 40, 50-yard gain really quick. And so that's going to be a huge part of being able to slow them down.
Yeah, you talked about the quarterback. He can throw it. He can run it. He's kind of the focal point. That's kind of similar style of play is what, you know, Coach Adam Hunter did with Cam Dooley at quarterback. They've obviously lost a little bit at receivers. But, again, a game in football always starts and ends in the trenches. You know, Landon Crocker, maybe a little undersized as a 10th grader going up against a big nose tackle in this ballgame. How do you see the game in the trenches playing out from your offensive line to their defensive line?
Yeah, when you see a team that's really good on the defensive line, you just got to be smart about how you're doing things. You know, you don't want to as often as you can, you don't want to leave a one-on-one matchup when they've got a superior player on the defensive line. And so that's one of the areas that, you know, if you've got that player that's a really dynamic defensive lineman, that you can cause all kinds of problems for an offense. And so you got to be smart in the way that you call your pass protections. You got to be smart with trying to make sure you've got double team opportunities when you can. And so, you know, all that goes into your game planning and what you're trying to do to create, you know, positive plays for your offense. And, you know, we put a lot of work into doing that and trying to create plays that on paper are going to be good plays. You know, it's like what we try to stay away from offensively is what I call dead plays that from the get-go, from the snap, have really no chance based off how they're aligned or us being improperly aligned or just having a bad play call. And so the way that our offense is sort of designed and structured is we have a chance to be able to check out a bad plays. You know, if you're, as long as you have a chance out there, you still got to go out and block your job, do your job and execute your assignment at a high level and be physical. But you like to stay out of those dead plays that give you no opportunity to move the ball.
How do you get London comfortable in this ball game? You know, I know we've ran some Wildcat. We've given direct snaps to Lionel and Rance this year, but I know as a quarterback guy, you'd love for your quarterback to be comfortable, be able to stand in the pocket, have time to make those progressions in this ball game. How do you get him more comfortable and rely on him a little bit more?
Yeah, I think he's really settled in a lot of ways. I think playing some of the, you know, when we played Beauregard, who's a great football team, played Clay is a great football team, and he took some hits. Was able to get up and really kind of settle into the games. And I think just, you know, as a young quarterback, being able to show that toughness and resiliency was big for him. He threw the ball really well this past Friday, hit some kind of mid-level passes, and he stepped up at practice and is throwing the ball really well. So right now going into this game, you know, you always got to, you know, feel out what's going to be giving you the best chance to win, you know, and there's going to be a mix of throwing and running, obviously. But, you know, he's got my confidence. I feel like he's grown. The receivers have grown in some confidence in him. Just our team in general, just watching him operate. And the way that he just carries himself in practices, he's hopefully due for a big game this Friday.
As we wrap up, Coach, what's going to be your message to the team as you leave the locker room tomorrow night and get ready for kickoff?
Man, it's going to be matching the energy that we had this past week. And I think that is going to be key to the game. You know, if we can come out and show, kind of have that gut check and have that passion and that desire to go do it for the man to the left of me and to the right of me, to do it for our school, to really go out and just give our absolute best effort, then we've got a chance to win this ball game. But if we let any kind of negativity or outside stuff sort of take that focus away, then the game can get away from us. So I think that at the end of the day, the game is about being locked in, having that desire and that passion to come out and really represent Sylacauga well.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
That's Sylacauga football coach Chris Smelly on the Chris Smelly Show. Sylacauga taking on Valley tomorrow night at Legion Stadium. Our coverage will start at 6:30 on the Aggie Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Sylacauga Aggies, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. On WSGN, the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page, SylacaugaAggies.com, and the Radio